GOP's Maria Salazar denies plain evidence that her Dignity Act gives amnesty. By Neil Monroe on April 8, 2026. Amnesty advocate Representative Maria Salazar, RFL, is madder than a wet hen because Americans who favor citizens say her pro-amnesty bill would amnesty millions of migrants and import many more legalized migrants. Read the bill before you open your mouth, she angrily responded on April 7 when Representative Brandon Gill, RTX, slammed her Dignity House bill, which has 20 GOP sponsors and 20 Democratic sponsors. Salazar said, calling the Dignity Act amnesty isn't just wrong. It's a deliberate distortion and it exposes just how little you know about the bill. This is enforcement first, zero tolerance for criminals, permanent border security, and hard-earned requirements to step forward and face the law, so American workers are protected, not undercut. Amnesty is the chaos you've defended, millions in the shadows. No control, no accountability, and a system that stopped working a long time ago. No shortcuts. No giveaways. No blanket forgiveness. That's law and order. That's dignity. Salazar's donors include investors who want to import cheap doctors and nurses, farm companies that want low-wage farmhands, real estate partners that want more renters, and consumer companies that want more customers. Her personal wealth was wrecked by the 2008 recession. Salazar's angry tweet kicked off a roast of taunts, jibes, critiques, and legal analysis from pro-American groups who detailed the numerous amnesties, giveaways, and betrayals in her bill. The pushback was more educated and more focused on economics than the pushback against the Democrats' disastrous 2013 Gang of Eight amnesty and cheap labor bill. LOL. If you actually read the bill, you'll see that it is amnesty, said the Immigration Accountability Project. It's amnesty for millions of illegal aliens. It's amnesty for so-called dreamers. It's amnesty for illegal aliens who came to the U.S. prior to 2021. It's amnesty for illegal aliens who marry U.S. citizens. Talk about an incentive for immigration fraud. And it's amnesty for all the employers that hired all the illegal aliens who get amnesty. It is not a serious immigration bill. It is amnesty. Amnesty for 12 million now plus more than 5 million extra immigrants over the next decade, said a report by the Center for Immigration Studies. I read it, said Wall Street Mav. Sec. 2303D basically blocks all deportations by ICE. I actually read her bill, it's not just amnesty. It's so much worse, said Ursa Major, who added. 1. Sec. 2303D prohibits DHS from deporting any illegals who simply applies for her dignity program. 2. Sec. 1502 opens the floodgates to asylum seekers by decreasing processing times and mandates DHS ensures contact with legal counsel, free lawyers for illegals. 3. Sec. 3202, more than doubles per country immigrant visa caps. More Indian, H-1B white-collar visa worker, immigration. 4. Sec. 3112, allows the next Democrat AG to terminate removal proceedings, deportations, against illegals who are family of U.S. citizens. 5. A cherry on top, Sec. 1516, mandate student loan forgiveness, payoff, for immigration lawyers. These are just a few of examples of the unconscionable nonsense in this treacherous bill. I'm very glad you killed your own bill with your temper tantrum, though. Saved us a headache on the floor. Section 3202 doesn't just double the annual immigration caps, said a Gator respecter. It doubles the immigration caps and makes it so that the immediate family of the immigrant does not count towards the annual cap. It's so much worse. The bill would vastly expand the huge foreign inflows into the white-collar jobs needed by hard-pressed U.S. college graduates, said an account titled Barefoot Student. It added, young Americans are on their own. Battle lines drawn. Salazar's bill is designed to help GOP legislators give business groups what they want without also creating millions of anti-GOP voters who would throw today's GOP politicians out of their jobs. What business wants is the continuation of the pre-Trump economic policy of extracting millions of people from poor countries to serve the U.S. consumer economy as wage-cutting workers, taxpayer-funded consumers, and apartment-sharing renters. The Democrats are happy to use this policy of consumer economy colonialism against citizens because Salazar's bill also gives them the delayed payoff of many millions of poor immigrant voters. Of course, once the bill is signed, everyone in D.C. will know that Democrats do control the political future. And that knowledge will allow them to quickly accelerate citizenship for millions of migrants. This bill turns Texas blue, noted Brett Busnell. Many polls show that most citizens rationally oppose the mass inflow of wage-cutting migrants, and especially a citizenship-granting amnesty for law-breaking migrants. The public also favors the deportation of migrants that business groups want to hire instead of Americans. So, Salazar, her political allies, her media supporters, and her donors must insist that the amnesty is not an amnesty, but is only a business-boosting, family-friendly alternative to unpleasant deportations. The bill will also fuel crime outside Salazar's wealthy neighborhood. Will Chamberlain posted, reminder that Maria Salazar's amnesty bill includes a provision that prevents allegations of gang membership in state or federal databases from being used to determine whether or not someone is in a gang for amnesty purposes. It's called the Dignity Act because they take your dignity and give it to strangers so that rich people can stay rich, snapped Fred. Your dignity is costing corporate America too much in wages. I don't recognize the name Dignity Act, said J_Lori. The official short title is Digni.Act. Salazar's co-conspirators, including Representative Mike Lawler, RNY, didn't escape the populist and public roasting. Meanwhile, Trump's American First deportation policy is opening up well-paying jobs and dignified careers for millions of Americans who are likely to vote GOP.